Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. We turn our attention to Ukraine crisis, the point of view of Moscow, the point of view of Brussels, the point of view of Kyiv, been a concern of the professors over these last weeks as the crescendo gains strength and momentum. However, we pause here in our analysis of 2022 to return to a moment in 1938, a book that I very much enjoy listening to in audible.com because the reader is fabulous. This is Tim Bouverie publishing this, I think now 2 years hence, Appeasement, Chamberlain, Hitler, Churchill, and the Road to War. The passage that especially attracts me is of the characterizing the Foreign Policy Committee of the English cabinet, the British cabinet, in March of 1938, attended by the dignitaries of the civil service and the cabinet together. And we come to the paragraph where they have three possibilities presented to them. One is to gather together with Britain, with France, and other states and develop a defensive bloc, what we call NATO. They imagined that in 1938. There is also possible a new commitment just to France, whereby Britain would pledge to come to France's assistance if France was attacked by Germany, not worrying about Czechoslovakia, just worrying about France. The third option, the one they finally choose, is the negative option of undertaking no fresh commitments to anybody, especially the Czechs. And I enjoy this, Professor, at the end. This is very dry. Ministers listened but were not swayed. There was, quote, not a soul in this country, it was said, who would support a direct guarantee for the Czechs. While the Secretary of State for the Dominions, Malcolm MacDonald, warned that war over Czechoslovakia risked the breakup of the British Commonwealth, a.k.a. Empire. After some further discussion in which the weakness of France and the isolationist stance of the U.S. were touched upon, the meeting concluded overwhelmingly in favor of the third option, that is, do nothing. The quote, written down in the notes, Foreign Policy Council, unanimous that Czechoslovakia is not worth the bones of a single British grenadier. Professor, I appeal to you right now, from the point of view of Brussels, does NATO believe that Ukraine is worth the bones of a single British grenadier? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening. I would have to say that I don't believe that NATO thinks that, although I think that they fail to take the situation seriously enough. They assume that somehow the United States will fix it. And what classically what happens when you have this kind of muddled thinking and attempt to avoid facing the real issues and making decisions is that many grenadiers end up losing their lives. This, of course, was originally a quote of Bismarck talking about the Balkans. He said the whole of the Balkans is not worth the bones of one Pomeranian grenadier.
Because we now have a crisis at hand and the Munich conference is passed and statements have been made in support of other NATO partners and much attention to the crisis, the gathering of forces, the delay of withdrawal of Russian forces from Belarus, statements of concern about provocations in eastern Ukraine. In other words, there's we're tumbling news. Some of it is trustworthy, most of it is not. Do you measure that NATO is learning from this process? NATO is said to be the most the most successful defensive alliance in history. Right now, does it look like a success to you, Professor?
Well, I would say not a success if it were to be tested by war. I think that it's been very successful in carrying out peacetime programs, exchanges, drills, and so forth. And it also, it has functioned a bit. I mean, during the Cold War, it did function to some extent, but the United States did most of the heavy lifting. But I would have to say that if you were to compare this, if you look at the coalitions against Napoleon, depending on how you count, there were five, and they all failed except the fifth. And the fifth succeeded because it was really a pact of iron. Napoleon was unable to split it, and he therefore faced a united and coordinated adversary, and he couldn't beat them because his standard modus operandi was to split whatever it was. And I think that NATO has shown that she is eminently splittable.
The split appears to be between France and Germany, between Britain and Germany, between France, Britain, Germany, and fill-in-the-blank Eastern European power. Is the split a product of this confrontation in Ukraine? Is the split the goal of the adversary in Moscow and Beijing? Is this split the success that Vladimir Putin is looking for?
Well, I think the split, actually, this is very well put. I think that the split is one of the things that Putin was looking for. But ironically, it's not enough. What we have now is not enough to satisfy him, particularly because the tide of opinion, of informed opinion in the columns of all of our leading newspapers and so forth, is that NATO is gaining cohesion and that they're truly worried and so forth. And this is correct. If you compare NATO attitudes or even, say, German attitudes a few weeks ago to what they are today, they're not really ready for conflict, but they're much more aware of it than they were then. And if Putin has any goal at all, which is a question, it certainly includes fatally weakening the ability of the West to constrain his actions.
Let's look at one part of NATO, the French part. This is Xinhua, which is a news service that is non-transparent because it is sponsored by the Chinese Communist Party.
It is the new China news agency.
And that China's linkage with Putin at the beginning of the Olympics made it very clear that China's interested in Putin achieving his goals. And those goals are in the question. But here it is, Paris, Xinhua, reporting in these last hours. French President Emmanuel Macron and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin pledged to, quote, avoid an escalation, reduce risks, and preserve peace in eastern Ukraine during a phone call. According to the palace, Macron and Putin have agreed to resume the work within the framework of the Normandy format on the basis of the exchanges and proposals made by Ukraine in recent days and to enable a meeting of the trilateral contact group to be held in the next few hours with the aim of, quote, obtaining a commitment to a ceasefire from all the stakeholders. Here again, we're pointing to the Normandy group, which points to Minsk II, which points to 2015, which points to Ukraine needing to make concessions to Russia in some fashion by allowing the independence of Donbass. At the same time, it brings in France and Russia to sit at the table with Ukraine and Germany. Those four were the Normandy front. Does it look like a success for Macron to win this promise from Putin? Does it look like a success for Putin because he has Macron taking the lead quite separate from NATO? The Normandy group is not NATO.
Well, I think Macron is naive about what it takes to get. First, he's naive about how serious Putin is about avoiding war. Putin is interested in getting something, but he's worried by what the results of war would be. But having said that, it is a good sign that there are not Russian jets swooping all over Ukraine at this moment, you know, dropping incendiaries and so forth, and blowing everything up. It's one of the odd phenomena we see now is that the situation is dragging on and dragging on and dragging on. One of the reasons it's dragging on is that NATO has no idea what to do, and Putin also has no idea what to do. But from my point of view, and I don't want to see a war, I think it would be a terrible tragedy, a catastrophe, and totally unnecessary. The longer that they talk, and I don't care whether it's the Normandy format or it's the Dieppe format or it's the Burgundy format, I don't care what format it is. Just if you can get them all sitting around blathering for weeks on end, that is better than to have them shooting at each other.
We'll go to the point of view of Kiev in these last hours. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.